Patient name, Angel, A-N-G-E-L, last name Escobar, E-S-C-O-B-A-R, date of birth 5/4/12, date of service 12/4/23. This is an 11-year-old male patient. Here today complaining of a rash on his right hand. In reality, is more of an insect bite. It appears as though is a fire ant bite. However, patient says he hasn't been playing outside. He doesn't know where it came from. Period and paragraph. No other issues verbalized today. Blood pressure 121 over 70, pulse 79, respiration 16, temperature 98.4, oxygenation 100%, current weight 104, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative. Social history. Lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. Ears are within normal limits as well. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Period, new paragraph. Examination of that right hand on the palmar surface at the proximal thumb. He's got two small bumps that appear as though may contain some fluid, very, very small in size. Patient verbalizes it in times past when he's had things like this, that indeed it does express minimal fluid out of there. There is no surrounding erythema. Period, new paragraph. Assessment implant, insect bite. Patient will be given Bactroban ointment, 2%, to be applied daily and keep it covered with a Band-Aid. He's going to do that for a couple of days, and mom's going to try to express fluid out of it. At that point, I've also recommended they use a warm compress for an hour each day. They're going to monitor symptoms, return to clinic, or call me if needed.